19. Terrifying dreams. That night, when he lay down to sleep, Justice could not get the vision of William Button out of his mind. He just could not. William Button was forever raising his fist and pouring dire threats and curses upon him. He would come and press himself into his mind, and nothing could keep him out. Justice tried, but to no avail. When he fell into a sleep, he dreamed of him. There he was, towering over him, looming larger than life. Sinister. He assumed colossal, even terrifying proportions in his mind. He dreamt of him, lashing him with the cord, whipping him, cursing God and laughing at him as he did so. Justice winced. It was so real. Horrific doubts and fears chased each other in furious, hectic races around the inside of his head. They whirled around and around, tumbling madly in his mind. They made him feel sick inside. Then they vanished, to give a momentary respite. But almost at once they appeared again at the door of his mind and entered without so much as a knock, by your leave or if you please. He awoke with a start and a most dreadful sweat, his body trembling and his arms waving frantically, his teeth alternately clenched and chattering. He pulled his knees up to his chin. He was scared out of his wits. He still heard William Button's raucous laugh in his ears. He saw William Button's leering grin in his mind's eye. Justice glanced furtively around him. There he was. William Button was everywhere. He was in every flickering shadow, large and grotesque, brandishing his short, sharp knife. Justice put his hand to his throat, half expecting to find, he feared to imagine. "It's all right, my child. It's all right. Lie still." The soothing, soft-toned voice of his mother gently reasoned with him. "It's all right," she assured him. "It's all right." Justice felt her soft, calming caress on his fevered brow and flushed face. A cool cloth gently mopped him. "It's all right, my dear. Lie still, lie still, lie still. You'll come to no harm here." He fell back with a sigh against his mother and lay quietly in her arms. Her flowing dress was a comfortable, cool cushion to his weary head and bewildered mind. Her gentle hand stroked back his damp hair and caressed his sweaty brow. His head rose and fell with her regular deep breaths. She tucked the coarse blanket close about him. "Go to sleep, my child. You're safe here."
I've been dreaming. I've been dreaming about William Button. I'm frightened, Mother. I'm frightened. I'm frightened he'll hurt me. I'm frightened he'll catch me alone."
He sat up with a start.
"He'll do such terrible things to me. I know he will, I'm afraid."
"I know, my dear, I know.
But you're safe here. Go to sleep, my child. It's all right."
His mother gently pulled him back. She patted his shoulder. She held him close. She bent her head and quietly pressed her cool cheek against his face. Justice closed his eyes, but he could not go to sleep. He dared not go to sleep. He feared to go to sleep. He did not want to see the face of William Button again. He did not want to see William Button ever again. No, not in reality, nor in his dreams. He dreaded him. He dreaded his return. He dreaded his curses. It made his blood run cold to think of the rope and knife. Just to think of it brought him out in a cold sweat. Justice lay awake, his mind full of trouble and worry. He lay unable to sleep for fear. He lay there against his mother, kept awake during the long, dragging, endless hours of the night. But if he'd only known, if only he had known, he had no cause for fear, no cause at all. He did not want to face William Button again, no, never again, unknown to him. Never again would he have to face William Button. Already, all unknown to him, God had begun to deal with that man. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. If only justice had known, if only he could have seen William Button now, he would have realized that he had seen the last of that cursing sailor. Never again would William Button curse and torment the children. Never, never again. He had torments, plenty of torments of his own to cope with. Now, and more to come.